Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories.
Drenching, potentially dangerous rain is headed our way, and so is a flood watch for New York City. We want to get right to AccuWeather's Heather Zare. She joins us. And Heather, can you give us a timeline of what we can expect here and when?
The flood watch will go into effect at 2 p.m. and it's going to run through 2 p.m. tomorrow. So this is going to be a long window. We already have flooding issues, some flash flooding in areas that extend from really up just northeast of Scranton, Pennsylvania, on across the lower Hudson Valley. We've had already several slow moving storms coming through there with heavy rainfall. We've already got some additional storms then from Allentown up into north central New Jersey. So there are some storms closer into home as well. And we're going to see these showers and heavy thunderstorms filling in, becoming more widespread as we head into the afternoon. By the time we get to the middle of the afternoon, these are going to be causing issues with travel. There's going to be areas of significant flash flooding as these storms come through, and that's going to continue on into tonight as this evolves into a steadier rain that can still be heavy at times along with thunder. Flash flooding is going to remain an issue. Tomorrow, though, we're going to be seeing that rain winding down early in the day. We can still have leftover issues with slower travel for the morning commute, but conditions will improve later in the day. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
This weather, no joke. The city has issued a travel advisory. Keep it locked here at 1010 Winds for constant updates throughout the day. The NYPD officer shot and killed in Monday's mass shooting in Midtown is being laid to rest in the Bronx. Our Juliet Papa joins us live with a preview of the somber tribute ahead. Juliet.
That's right. Police officers gathering now in full uniform from the city, the region, and other parts of the country, lining the streets outside a mosque in the Bronx to pay their final respects to Officer Didarul Islam. As the viewing portion of the service now moves from the women mourners to the men. When the service begins next hour, Mayor Adams, Police Commissioner Tisch, and Governor Hochul will give remarks. The governor telling 1010 Winds earlier today.
I just wanted to tell them how appreciative we are what they do. I'm sure they'll all be at the funeral today, and I'll be offering some words of comfort to the family, but it's hard to give comfort to a city that's in grieving.
Now, the officer, 3.5 years on the job, was the first person shot and killed in the lobby of 345 Park Avenue when gunman Shane Tamura walked in and began firing. Three others who worked in the building were also killed. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Glenn Shuck continues our coverage from the Parkchester section of the Bronx, where so many, as Juliet said, are gathering now to pay their respects to Officer Islam's family.
The trauma that the fallen officer's family dealing with right now, certainly unexplainable, but the morale in the NYPD after something like this, a lot of fear, confusion, anger. So it's groups like Beyond the Badge that came to the funeral that are here to be that support. Christopher Panetta, NYPD detective, retired, is president of the group.
You know, unfortunately, we live in a world where no one's immune to this. Like I said, we just have to come together as a community, come together as a family, and take care of one another.
For as far as the eye can see on White Plains Road, cops from all over the country are here to support the NYPD and Officer Islam on certainly a very tragic week here in our city. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. In Parkchester.
Two men were attacked in separate robberies just minutes apart in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx. Police say the first victim, a 21-year-old, was shot multiple times and had his necklace stolen early Saturday morning. Just 20 minutes later, a 37-year-old man was hit over the head and robbed of $50. In both cases, the suspects took off in a black Dodge Durango. Cops are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. A car crashed into scaffolding on the Upper West Side this morning, injuring 8 people. It happened around 5 a.m. near East 87th Street and Madison. Firefighters say it started as a two-car accident, and multiple victims were sent to nearby hospitals. Two of them have serious injuries. Major subway service disruptions. They're happening on multiple lines now after another power loss at West 4th Street. It's the second time there this week. Our Marla Diamond is there for us with the latest.
For the second time this week, Marlene was late to work.
Extremely late. Yeah, I had to be there at like 9 something. It's like 10.
She spent her morning inching from stop to stop on a severely delayed C train coming from Crown Heights.
So the fun fact that it's about to be $3, like I don't even understand how and why.
Adding to the misery is the heat and humidity, but an MTA spokesman said the outage is not affecting the air conditioning or the lights on the trains. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the West 4th Station in Greenwich Village.
As always, keep it locked here at 1010 Winds for traffic updates on the ones all morning and all day. Mahmoud Khalil is staying out of detention for now. A federal appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's attempt to lock him back up while they try to deport him. The court says the case can move forward, but Khalil's First Amendment rights have to be protected in the meantime. He was jailed for more than 3 months after speaking out for Palestinian rights. A lower court previously ruled the government cannot deport Khalil based on political speech.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark.
Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.